This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. A new study finds that 93% of women, pregnant women, have glyphosate in their blood. Now, glyphosate, of course, is a cancer-causing herbicide that's strongly associated with genetically engineered crops, but is also sprayed on non-GMO crops, such as wheat and barley and things like that, because it kills the crops very quickly, causes them to dry out in the fields so they can be harvested more quickly without farmers taking the risk of rain coming along and ruining the crops while they're drying in the field. So 93% of women who are pregnant have herbicide detectable in their blood. That's fascinating because it shows that this contaminant is now so widespread that it's in the food, it's practically unavoidable. And no doubt there's some level of glyphosate in 100% of the blood of women. If you have sensitive enough instruments, they were probably using what's called a triple quad mass spec for this particular analysis, which can get down to high parts per trillion concentration detection. Depending on the method and the chemistry, you might have different what's called LOD levels or limit of detection. But that limit of detection for glyphosate can be either single digit parts per billion or even high parts per trillion. So again, if you had a sensitive enough instrument, you'd find it everywhere. Now, is it dangerous at these levels? This is what is trying to be determined. According to some studies, glyphosate is a chelator. You know, chelates minerals or elements. According to other studies, it can interfere with hormones at low parts per billion concentrations in the blood. Now, the makers of glyphosate herbicides, such as Monsanto, insist that it's perfectly safe. It's so safe that it's about as safe as salt, they say. Yet you don't see any of these people eating it, do you? Like you could eat salt? I have yet to see some Monsanto spokesperson spoon down a couple of gulps of Roundup herbicide. Haven't seen that happen. I have seen stories about farmers in India committing suicide by drinking pesticides and herbicides, though. Like huge numbers of those farmers. So in terms of the toxicity, it seems to be well established. You know, the IARC, a division of the World Health Organization, determined that glyphosate was a probable carcinogen, and they came under intense attack, assault, really, from the anti-science sectors of Monsanto, which is a very, very dangerous organization, extremely evil, runs black op campaigns, pressures, intimidates, lies, slanders any scientist who dares say that glyphosate is anything but absolutely safe, by the way. And so the IARC and even legislators in California and regulators in California are under intense, constant assault by Monsanto under pressure to try to get them to say that glyphosate is harmless. By the way, you can read the latest science on glyphosate at a website that I publish called glyphosate.news, and there you will find glyphosate stories that cite mainstream scientific studies that point to the toxicity of glyphosate or other interesting things about it, like how it's being found in the bodies of women, for example, which is a new study. The world is drowning in this herbicide, you might say, because it's sold at grocery stores, it's sold at farm and feed stores, it's sold at hardware stores. You can go to Home Depot, I believe, and buy glyphosate. It's sold everywhere. And it kills plants. It's very effective at killing plants. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if you have the right poison, it's very, very effective. The problem is it also kills the microbiology of the soil, and it kills orchards. I mentioned this one time, but I toured a macadamia nut farm in Hawaii on the Big Island. And this mac nut farm told me the story of a competitor, a mac nut farm that was owned by a woman who decided to use glyphosate on the ground to spray the weeds in between the macadamia nut trees so that she wouldn't have to mow. So she sprayed the ground, you know, sprayed the weeds, and sure enough, they all died. And guess what happened? It killed the macadamia nut orchard, destroyed it. I mean, costing millions of dollars in damage because macadamia nut trees, if you have to grow them back, you know, it takes, I don't know what it is, 15, 20 years before they really start to produce a decent volume of mac nuts, as they're called. And the soil was also ruined for a while. It takes many years for soil to regenerate after you poison it with glyphosate. So this woman turned a multi-million dollar macadamia nut farm into a wasteland of herbicide toxicity just by using glyphosate. And this is taking place all across America. Farmers are ruining their future livelihood. They're ruining the soil. They're ruining the food production value of their own land by spraying it with glyphosate. It's a shortcut to kill as many plants as possible in the shortest time possible, in the cheapest way possible. The problem is glyphosate persists and it penetrates. We see this in the lab. Glyphosate is very difficult to test analytically. It penetrates everything. It goes through normal, what are called chromatography columns. If you try to use a normal, what's called a liquid chromatography method or LC method to try to trap glyphosate in a typical column would be called a C18 column, for example, that you can use to test pesticides. You can't use a C18 column for glyphosate because it goes right through. It penetrates everything. And normally you would couple this with a mass spec instrument, by the way, because you have to look at the molecular mass in order to detect glyphosate. And M plus H glyphosate is 169.0 something. I'd have to check my notes, but it's one. It's basically 169 if you're simming on a triple quad in positive ionization mode. But glyphosate is very hard to detect, and that's why there are not very many methods that use mass spec analysis to detect glyphosate. It penetrates everything, and that's why it ends up in the blood of women. That's why it ends up in the breast milk of women. That's why it ends up in the urine of almost everyone. And this is why it penetrates soil and penetrates soil microbiology and penetrates plants. This is how it kills plants. It goes, you know, you spray it on their leaves, it goes into the plant. It goes into the plant physiology and kills the plant from the inside out, so to speak. It's been called nerve gas for plants. And if you look at the molecule resembles VX nerve gas, which is the most toxic nerve agent ever created by mankind. The most toxic chemical known on the planet, in other words, is kind of a cousin of glyphosate, because they both have a phosphate group, and it's very, very toxic. Again, it's like nerve gas, but nerve gas for plants. So we'll have to wait and see what are the long-term effects of this chemical. This chemical that is used very heavily by Monsanto, the same company that made Agent Orange for Vietnam, which was a killer of plant foliage, as well as a poison agent for many of the residents of Vietnam who were poisoned by Agent Orange, and some of the soldiers who were also poisoned by Agent Orange. It seems like Monsanto is really in the business of poisoning living systems, and they're very good at it. They know how to kill almost anything, and we are being inundated by these chemicals. So there you go. That's the state of glyphosate right now. You can read more at glyphosate.news. Or read my main website, naturalnews.com. You can also tune into my new video website called real.video, which is launching July 4th. It will no doubt be under immediate attack upon being launched, because YouTube, Google, and Facebook won't be able to censor the site itself. They can censor the sharing of videos, but they can't censor the website itself. So watch for massive DDoS attacks on the website. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. and we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.